Hey now, welcome back to Almost Ablaze, the podcast where we discuss music, life, and our experience here at UConn. Over the weekend, Will and I were at the hottest live music spot in Storrs, Connecticut, the Funk House. So let's jump right into it. Will, what do you have to say?
What do you think the temperature was when everyone was in there?
Oh, 70 to 80.
It must have been pushing 80 or 90 degrees.
I think it was above 80.
How many people do you think were in that basement in total at its height? Because I remember when we walked in,
I don't know,
and that first band was playing, there wasn't a lot of people there, and I was like, oh no, like no one's gonna show up to this one.
Well, I think it was deceptive too, because since it was colder out, more people were inside.
That is true. Yeah, not a lot of people were by the fire this time.
I mean, I was outside a bit. It swelled. There were still people everywhere. But yeah, the basement was loaded.
It was full. Even trying to like move around, it was very, very difficult to move around.
Like I remember one point, I saw Cooper on the other side of the basement.
I didn't even know Cooper was there. Yeah, he texted. I forgot to tell him to come on the episode today. We'll get him next semester.
We'll get him.
Cooper, we will at some point.
Cooper is our basically leader of Deadheads of UConn.
He's the head Deadhead.
He is
on campus.
He is a real one, so we will have him here very soon.
Did you know, you saw the first band. You saw Brent on the bass, right?
Yeah, I saw Brent.
I felt bad, because I know him because I have a class with him.
Yeah.
I know he's in the Deadhead Club.
Yeah, he's a real one.
I thought they were warming up when they were playing, so I was like, oh, like, hey, man, like, when are you playing? He's like,
now.
Yeah, now. I was like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
They weren't bad
when they went into Teenagers by MCR.
That's
a fun way to start.
Because I thought they were
night.
Just jamming at first, because I heard a lot of like extended jams.
Yeah,
but,
they were jamming a bit, and then like, well, something weird happened. Like, supposedly the cops were outside. I don't know.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard, and that's why they had to like stop for a bit and then do the last tune. Yeah.
I mean, it's just music, you know?
Yeah.
And that spot we have is kind of lucky just because it's... Faisal has.
Yeah.
I don't live there.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice because it's a lot of like frat houses surrounding, so it's not like old people or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what sets did you end up seeing? Were you there? Did you see all of them?
I saw Two Headed Girl.
That's the one I missed, actually. Yeah. I heard they were really good.
They were good. They were a lot of fun. The drummer was actually pretty good.
That's what I heard. They were standing up.
She sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
Dash cam, of course. I caught like half of Microplastics, because after Dashcam, I just had to get out of the basement for a bit.
I felt bad because I know Gustavo didn't want to play last just because.
Yeah. It was good though.
It was good. No, he's a great performer.
Oh,
he brings a lot of energy.
Oh yeah, I loved the energy there. Trying to think, well, who else? Yeah, I saw like the first band, but that was like 4 songs maybe. Yeah, I caught most of it. I didn't catch Adelaide. That was an interesting set,
and I was a little frustrated during that set, because that's kind of when I think the mosh, with the exception of dash cam just because that's what it's for, the moshing was a little excessive for the Adelaide set.
Really?
I wasn't
down there during
because I'm trying to think, for Faisal's set, when they played the Green Day song, I went insane. I actually ended up hitting my head on the wooden pillar.
Faisal's set might have been the craziest pit of the night,
it was awesome.
I gotta say.
Were you in that little circle pit that we opened up? It was tiny, right by the stairs.
There were a couple circle pits. I know I was around. I saw you in one of them at one point, so I think...
There was the big one for dash cam.
Yeah.
And then there was like a small one for Green Day, because...
I keep forgetting... Wait, what was the Green Day song they played? Which one
was it? Brain Stew? I was so in the
moment.
Oh,
it was Brain
Stew.
Right.
Because I knew they were going to play it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, all right, like, let's open up a pit. And then I started just jumping around, and someone hugged me afterwards. It was awesome.
I think one of the funniest moments of the night, I forget what band it was during. So, like, you know, I was like in like front of like wherever the singer was, and you were on like the other side there.
You know,
we were both on the front lines. I look, I'm like, oh no, collision course, brace yourself, Dan.
Oh, I felt so bad, because during the Microplastics set, I got shoved and I ran, I elbowed you in the face. I felt
so bad. It wasn't the face, it was just a big
Okay, that's
hit.
Good,
no,
that makes me feel better.
Dude, you're
I felt terrible.
Dude, it was just the pit, man, you're good.
Exactly. What else went on that night? I'm trying to think. I have a couple good stories.
Yeah.
Did you see the glasses? I know Faisal's glasses got destroyed.
I did see that. I saw he was without glasses, and he was talking about that on Grace's show on Air.
Was he?
Last
okay.
Night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Were you mentoring with her last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
That is a fun show.
It is.
They got the Grim Particulars. Last night was really fun.
Good songs on it, too.
Yeah, good tunes. A lot of funny conversations.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to listen in, so I'll have to jump in there sometime.
Definitely,
once I actually get on the air. So.
No, but on the topic of glasses, I know during the dash cam set, someone's glasses got just torn off, and I saw them in the front because I was up front just getting stomped on. Dude. And I was like, guys, you need to like look at someone's glasses.
That's why at the next show I'm going to put contacts in.
Smart. I was going to say I wear contacts.
You wear contacts?
I do wear contacts, yeah.
Because I can't picture you with glasses. That seems weird to me.
I don't mean to sound arrogant, but people say I look better with glasses.
Really?
I don't think I do.
I just can't picture it.
Hmm. I kind of have ones that look like yours. They're kind of like the bigger frames.
Yeah. These ones, I like these ones because, you know, I used to have like these black Ray-Bans before, but like I got these right before college. It just makes me feel smarter, these ones, and it matches my hair very well.
It does. I've been wearing the same pair of glasses since freshman year of high school just because I've had contacts in sophomore year.
Yeah.
I do it for utility purpose. I don't like having glasses on my face.
I usually do contacts for gigs. Mm. Like, that's what I do. Although, like, some of the last gigs I did at home, I had glasses.
Yeah, especially if it's, like, getting hot in there and they're falling off your face.
Jam band stuff, I can get away with having glasses on, but my last band and Fuego, when, you know, we were doing, like, Black Sabbath and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
when it gets heavy.
Oh, yeah, because we would do War Pigs, and that was a workout.
Mm.
Really? That whole... exactly. That was a fun one. Really, looking back, our whole repertoire really was such a drum workout because we had like that. We did Message in a Bottle by the Police, and that one was fun.
The drums are very physically bearing of, active.
Yeah, all four limbs, man. It really is a workout because
you need cardio too because you're moving around the whole time.
And you know, it's always like the day after a gig. I'm always like just. Ugh, I'm always in a
just
phase.
Like sore,
especially like with Fuego gigs, you know, back when we were doing that, like if it's like the Water Boys, like a jam band gig, maybe not so much. I mean, it's a different kind of energy, so you know I'm still putting a lot into it, but
definitely
very different. It's more just kind of grooving and trying to drive the band to strange new places.
Yeah, so back to the Funk House. I know we were talking about the Adelaide set.
Yeah, I didn't catch it. I heard it from outside. Admittedly, it sounded like kind of the same set from last year.
It was the same set, but it was good. It was good to see you again. But I felt kind of bad just because I think at that point, those who were indulging in drinking or however, whatever they were choosing to indulge on.
Yeah,
were,
at the bar down there.
Yeah, the bar. Yeah. Which we probably can't say for Faisal's sake, but what's it called?
We'll edit that.
Whatever they were choosing to indulge on, I think they reached their peak, and it was getting pretty aggressive, actually, and people were just pushing each other around during, like, slower songs and in between songs, too.
Really?
And so I was trying to do some crowd control. I was like, guys, there's no music playing. Like, relax.
Damn, even when Will becomes the sane one in a pit, how you know
there was a picture. There was a picture of me where I just look... Grace said I looked scared. I was not scared. Really? I wasn't scared. No, I was a little scared. But it was getting a little frustrating even because it was just, there was a lot going on.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Good thing I wasn't down there for that one. I think it was outside with Cooper by the fire pit during that one.
Yeah, no, for the dash cam set though.
Oh my God.
I remember I shoved a kid at the very start and I felt pretty bad. Oh, I just like pushed him out of like sheer rage.
As soon as dash cam started, I see you going. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Be careful, Dan.
No, my friend Huey came, who's, I went to high school with him.
Cool.
And I don't want to say he's in, like, an actual hardcore band, because, you know, Dashcam is hardcore, but he's involved in, like, the Connecticut scene.
Yeah.
And he came right up to me at the start, and he grabs me, and he starts shaking me. I'm like, I'm gonna go crazy,
What's funny, for all you listeners out there, Will told me earlier on the night when I asked him about if he was gonna be going nuts in the piece, like, I don't know tonight. Man went crazier than the November one, I think.
It was funny, though, because everyone else was a little bit crazier this time, too.
I think so, too. Yeah.
And all the pictures that, like, got taken of, because last time, I'm not trying to brag, there were some good pictures of the band, but there were some good pictures of me too, you know?
the one of like you and Zuhair, that one was awesome.
I love that one.
I made it into like the background of one of them, like I pose and stuff.
I'll have to find, because there's a good one of you, probably, it was probably during the Two-Headed Girl set, you're screaming, I think you might know what I'm talking about. I know the one you mean, because I was looking at him, I was like, oh, there's Dan, it's Dan.
that was like the only one I could find myself in, but I think we're thinking of the same one.
Yeah.
Let me see it here. Yeah, is this it?
Yep, that's it. That's it.
That was a good one. Yeah.
No, but it's funny because all the pictures of me from this time are like just me getting wrecked and like destroyed, which is good. It's good.
Yeah, that means you're having a good
time. It's humbling.
Yeah,
no, definitely. But I'm glad that everyone gets to partake in, I hate to say partake in moshing, but it's a good scene.
Everyone gets into it. It's freaking awesome.
Did you hear about the little beef that was going on?
With Soul Geyers?
With Soul Geyers and the Gunk House.
The Gunk House. Because I know that Soul Geyers did Friday and Saturday, yeah. And I was thinking about going to the Friday one, but I
Where was had... that? Because I was told it was in like Cape Cod, but clearly that was not the case.
It was like somewhere like past like north on Stores Road, past Towers. Like I was thinking about going, but then I would have had to Uber there, and I didn't really want to deal with that.
Yeah,
because like the one I went to in September, like it was like by Price Chopper, so I just walked there.
Yeah, so
friends.
It's not that far.
So I just, but I didn't want to deal with Ubering. So
no, it gets expensive too.
I know, because I Ubered down to Norwich one night to see Mystic Dead.
There you go.
That was a fun night though. That was a really fun.
I still
night.
Need to get to one of those Dead concerts.
Dude. Yeah.
But I would like to go to a show at the Gunk House.
Yeah, what is this Gunk House?
So, Gunk Crab is a band that started at the start of the semester, and my friend Thomas is actually the lead singer, and I feel quite bad that I haven't had a chance to make it over there yet. And it's just a different venue, you know, that isn't Faisal's house.
So, who coined what first, Gunk House or Funk House?
Ooh. I think Funk House was first.
Yeah.
And then Gunk House arose after
Does
that.
Does Gunk House spell it the same way Faisal spells
no,
house?
No, no.
Okay.
And it's like named after Gunk Crab too, so.
That's just fun to say.
It is.
Gunk House.
Gunk Crab is a cool band name. Yeah. I think they're cool.
What's their style?
I think they're mostly like, I don't know if they're mostly covers or originals, but it's kind of like, I would say somewhere between Adelaide and Dashcam. So it's like, you know, a little faster paced indie stuff.
That's a good vibe.
Yeah, no, it's a real good vibe.
So what's the beef that they just had competing shows?
I think they just had shows on the same day. And I know Soul Geyers has a little bit of history with Wuss just because they were, the Soul Sunset series thing. Yep. That did happen. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But they played Battle of the Bands last year.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah. So I was going to go, but I'm like, meh.
Yeah. They're having a show on Saturday. Dashcam was actually supposed to play.
Oh, really?
And that Zuhair's birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
And so
happy
he doesn't
belated birthday, Zuhair.
Yeah. He doesn't want to play a show on his birthday week, and I can't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Where's the Soul Geyers one this weekend?
Gunk House. It's at the Gunk House.
Oh,
it's yeah.
The Gunk House.
Yeah.
Are you going?
I might. I do want to.
Yeah.
If I have nothing going on, I probably will.
Yeah.
And I think it's within walking distance.
Oh,
it's like past Towers, so it is a little it's like,
yeah.
It would be a long walk, but
yeah,
you know.
Because I did the math. It's like a 40-minute walk from Watson.
Okay. But like 20 minutes is through campus, or maybe even 30 minutes,
I don't even know, because I have the address for it,
okay.
I think. Because I had, when they put the thing up, they were like, DM for address.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I sent him a message. I won't read it on the air.
Yeah,
of course.
but give us this walking distance.
Yeah. So let me see here. Yeah, like I'm not exactly sure, because it. You could. Oh, that is a walk.
Is it?
Well, from what I'm seeing here, take a look.
Ooh, that is kind of fun. I got my mic. Can I see it one more time real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I just want to see, like, where it is past campus.
That's far.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know. I don't think I could.
That is quite far.
Admittedly, I don't think even sober I could walk
I don't
there.
Think I could either. You know, driving is always a hassle.
Oh,
trying to get back.
Yeah, and like, I got to get that political theory paper done.
That is true.
That's,
it is finals
that's the,
week.
That's the goal.
With finals, I've been lucky because I've had I've gotten two done already,
nice.
I only have two left.
Very cool. When's your last one?
My last one is technically Wednesday, though I have a paper that's just due at any time that week.
Oh, okay.
So hypothetically, I could leave like tomorrow in the morning if I wanted to. Am I going to? No.
Nah.
No, I'm going to hang out here as long as I can.
Yeah, I don't
so.
Blame you, man. Because I have my last in-person final is Monday, but I have a mentoring here Tuesday.
Okay.
So,
is that your last one? Are you done after
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's my last
nice.
One.
Nice.
So, but because I was supposed to have my physics final next Saturday.
Okay.
But basically my class complained, so it's tomorrow now.
There you go. Is that better or worse?
Better, because like then I would have had just 4 days between.
Yeah.
And now I can go home like a, you know, a half a week, a couple days earlier.
That is nice.
So I can get another jam with the band in. So
there you
shout
go.
Out Waterboys if
Hell
y'all are
yeah.
listening here. But yeah, so what am I leaving, like Wednesday, like early afternoon or something, like a noon or so.
Nice. So. That was the struggle for me freshman year was, because I had a gap in my midterm schedule too, especially when you're trapped in those dorm rooms with like nothing to do for 3 days.
I know, because like, it's like, at least with this, like I just have like one day Tuesday, so I could just like pack that day and stuff. Yeah. So.
That's what it's always hard packing for winter break too, because I never like to bring all my stuff home, but like at the same time you need your things. So.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. So that's my Tuesday project. Mm,
there you go. I know what's it called in my apartment. We're gonna have to do a big clean out before we leave. It is it's pretty foul right now. Oh, it's pretty gross.
What's gross about
it's nothing too. It's just a lot of garbage, like a lot of garbage and a lot of dishes and a lot of vacuuming that needs to be done.
Didn't you guys break the dishwasher this year?
We did break the dishwasher. So, yes, and it still hasn't been fixed, actually. They're waiting on a part. I finally got impatient and I was like, you know what? Like, we need the dishwasher. The sink is full. And I started it and it just like flooded our floor. So we had to, so it does work a little bit better now if we put a couple dishes in at a time. But
oh man.
Hey, enjoy your meal plan now. Once you have to start doing your own dishes, it becomes a hassle.
I enjoy it as much as I can. Although I have a stupid amount of flex passes left still. Yeah. So if you ever want anything or want me to scan you into the dining hall in the next week,
I will probably take you up on
that. Hit me up because I have like a stupid amount left.
What's it called? I ended up buying, I don't know if I told you this, but Mizuhair and Zach are planning on going to England after graduation to go to a music festival.
What's the music fest?
It's called Outbreak Fest, and it's like a lot of like, it's a lot of like hardcore bands. Yeah. So we're like, you know what?
That sounds
it's
cool.
It's only $135. That is still quite a bit of money, but probably for like 20 bands over 2 days. Wow. So it's nothing. I think it's fairly priced.
I think so.
Do you know Death Grips? Would you consider yourself a Death Grips fan?
I know about Death Grips. I've listened to some stuff.
I'll be honest with you.
They're interesting. They have a funny following, too.
I agree. I agree.
People who like Death Grips really like Death Grips.
My brother is one of those people who really likes Death Grips. And they're headlining. And apparently this is like their first tour in 5 years. So I kind of get a flex on people and be like, I saw Death Grips, even though I don't really care for their music.
Yeah, still.
And I told my brother, and he was not happy with me. He didn't invite me. So I think I will be getting him Death Grips tickets for his birthday.
Nice.
But the point of this is that I used my debit card to buy these tickets for something in England.
Yeah.
And the bank thought it was fraud and it declined my card.
Bro.
And it happened on Friday. And I ran out of groceries on Friday. And it's the card I used to buy my groceries. And so here I am on Wednesday having not shopped in 5 days, and I've been eating like ramen noodles and like Eggos for the last 3 days.
Dude.
It's been a struggle.
Do you want me to like scan you into late night after this?
No, I'll be good. I'll be good. What's it called? I went to Price Chopper yesterday because my card is good now and got some like hamburgers and stuff, but it goes by fast.
Yeah.
Had hamburgers for like 4 out of my last 6 meals.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Exactly.
I was smart. I got a Price Chopper card before I came up.
That was very, very, very smart. I still have not done that, and I need to.
When my Price Chopper runs at this point is basically Diet Coke or Price Chopper sushi.
I'm not a sushi fan, but my roommates love their sushi. Right. I go for their sandwiches and their fried chicken.
Really? The sandwiches look all right. Big Y sandwiches.
Are they good?
Those are good.
Really?
Well, what my parents and I did when they came to pick me up, we got like a 3 foot long sandwich to eat on the way back on the
there
ferry.
There you go.
So that was fun, like an Italian hero. So Big Y is pretty good.
That's where we get all our food from in Wuss is Big Y. And there's one not far from here.
Yeah, there's like two. There's one north and there's one south.
In Tallinn, or something like
they're
that.
They're both pretty good. Big Y sushi is probably better than Price Chopper sushi.
Really?
My experience. Both aren't bad. It gets the job done.
Yes.
You know, it's nothing spectacular, but hey.
I always love walking from Watson to Big Y.
Yeah.
Or not Big Y, Price Chopper.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite things to do.
It's a nice walk. Well, that was what's been really nice about being at Watson, just like being so close to downtown.
Downtown, like the Rec and stuff like that, just the center of campus.
Being right in the heart of it, man.
I still think it's the best location on campus.
I agree.
Yeah.
I would 1,000% agree with that.
The one place I haven't been, I know we talked about this in the Black and Blue, collab. I've never been to East Campus, I think it's called.
I've been in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Nothing specific.
How are the living quarters, do you think?
Seems okay. I mean, the hallways seem kind of sus. But
yeah.
I was in a room one night. It was okay.
I think it would be nice being close to Horse Barn Hill.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool, but like...
It's just a hill at the end of the day.
It's a hill. Walking to downtown is a pain. Mm. I remember one night I was with some friends. We were at Towers, and we walked from Towers to downtown, back to Towers, and then I had to stumble back to Watson.
Ooh. What a hike.
That was a funny walk back. That was in, like, at least it was still warm. It was September, but...
I remember once when I was living in Watson, my freshman year, we were, you know, freshman idiots, just doing our thing.
Who isn't a freshman
exactly.
idiot?
And, you know... I believe the campus lore rumors that Towers are where the parties are.
Oh, dear God.
Remember we took a bus to Towers, and we stumbled through like three buildings looking for parties and found nothing. Bro. So
Towers is interesting. Good food though. I got dinner at Towers tonight.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Well, because they have those like bars, like pasta bar, quesadilla bar, and stuff. Tonight was pasta bar. Very underrated.
I am missing my meal plan a little bit. I've been walking past some of the dining halls, and I'm like,
Well, like I said, I have a ton of flex passes, so if you ever need to, like, you want me to scan you in sometime, let me know.
I probably will ask you in this next upcoming, especially with finals, when I'm struggling to study and stuff.
Let me know, man. Definitely, you know, I'll be here till like, Wednesday at noon next week.
Nice.
So.
What's it called? Those are, like... To seniors or just people living off campus without meal plans, those flex... You could sell those flex passes and make good money.
I know.
Be like, give me $10 and I'll swipe you in. Make, what, $100?
Yeah.
If you don't mind sharing, what meal plan do you have?
From what I think it is, it's like unlimited swipes and like 75 flex passes or something. So, and I also have like Husky Bucks too, which is like good for Price Chopper and stuff, which comes in
handy. I was going to say, freshman year I had the meal plan. I don't know if it was the most expensive one.
I think mine might be. I'm not sure.
I had the one where I had like 500 union points.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of people have, because I don't have any points. But,
okay.
But I, you know, I have like a bunch of money in Husky Bucks.
So points used to be the best. Yeah. But I don't know. The union food quality has kind of declined recently.
Yeah. Honestly, the only thing I freaking get, I only go to pretty much Earth, Walk, and Fire at the union.
I've never really been to those restaurants. I've been once.
Earth, Walk is... It gets you through some shit.
What is this? That's not like
That's the Chinese food place.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like everybody gets the freaking General Tso's bowl flex pass.
Maybe I'll get Chinese food. I haven't gotten Chinese food all semester.
Because like other than that, that's like I've had like no other Chinese food.
I know Emil is a big Chinese food enthusiast.
Honestly, I'm not surprised. he gives me that vibe.
I remember once earlier in the semester, it was like Wednesday at noon, and he had ordered himself Chinese food. I was like, dude, treat yourself. You deserve it.
Where do you order it from?
There's a place.
There's somewhere downtown, I think, right?
It is downtown. There used to be like three different Chinese food restaurants, and then a lot of them closed over COVID. You know what you weren't here for was the 7-Eleven in downtown stores. You missed out.
I'm so mad about that because this is like the furthest being up here. Being so far from a 7-Eleven pisses me off.
We have the Sam's Convenience Store, but...
No, nothing can
top 7-Eleven. You're far from it, though. But I remember in Watson, you would just go to 7-Eleven like three times a day, like in the morning for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, two in the morning.
If there was a 7-Eleven here still, the amount of money that I would be paying that place...
I would go there for like Gatorade, chips, the slush, literally anything you wanted.
One of the first things I did when I was back home, I went to the 7-Eleven that's like 3 minutes from my house and got taquitos.
There you go. What's it called? It was sad though because it closed over COVID.
Oh my God.
It was right next to Moe's, so it was like right there.
You know what? This might be one of my next articles. Bring 7-Eleven back to UConn.
Even if it's not 7-Eleven, just some convenience store. Because downtown, I mean, you have the CVS, I guess, but
they don't have taquitos.
Exactly, it's CVS.
they don't have things on rolling circles. So they don't count. There's some good stuff downtown, though. I will say.
Have you tried Jefferson Fry yet?
No, I haven't.
I've heard good and bad things.
I really haven't heard much about it.
What are your thoughts on Blaze? I hate the.
Ooh,
jump ship.
Blaze isn't too bad, you know.
Okay,
it's a Yeah, it's somewhat affordable, so.
The thing about me and pizza is I don't like, I don't mind flatbread pizza. It's not my favorite, and I just like cheese, so it's like, I'm not going to go there for a cheese pizza, you know?
What pisses me off the most, the fact that arguably one of your best options up here is Domino's, pisses me off so much.
For us, we have Sergeant Pep's on our side of campus.
Sergeant Pep's is good. I did try it one day. Me and some friends, we were hanging out in a quad at like 1:30 a.m. and we ordered a pizza.
How long did delivery take for you? Like 6 hours?
We ordered at like 1:30, got there like 2:15.
That's not bad, actually. That's good. That's really good.
This was like one of the first weekends on campus. So that was a fun night.
That is weird. I've been thinking, like, now that we're at the end of the semester, thinking back to like September. I don't really remember anything from September.
It's so funny because like September, yeah, I did a lot in September. It was a very good time, you know.
It's crazy to think that when we started here, it was still August.
I know.
That is crazy to think.
Really crazy.
It is weird, like, just looking back at the semester at the end of one.
Yeah.
What's that?
How would you rate your semester this winter semester?
How would I rate my semester?
Or fall semester 2022?
I would say, I mean, this is kind of bold, but granted, freshman year was freshman year.
Yeah.
Sophomore year was COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
And then junior year, we were still kind of masked up, and I was still kind of, you know, getting back on campus. This probably was my best semester up here, you know, just in terms of, like, getting involved, going to house shows and stuff. It's been a lot of fun.
Mm.
I will say the second half of the semester carried for me, though.
Good.
The first half was, you know, I think everyone was getting their footing, though. Yeah. The second half really definitely was, I would say, October on.
Yeah.
What about you? I know it's your first semester.
I think it was pretty even across the board. Like September, like really, like kind of like stormed out the gate between like, you know, like meeting people. You know,
you also hit the ground running though with Wuss and Daily Campus. Wuss and
Daily Campus, you know, meeting seniors right off the bat. Like, that's that first Soul Gyre show I went to was like within the first month.
So really?
There was a lot of really good memories and Moon Club.
Moon Club. Yeah, I forgot about the first one.
They're meeting tonight, but I'm probably not going.
Mm. It's probably going to be a smaller one too.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's not the vibe tonight. It's kind of foggy, you know.
And it's like, what is it? Wednesday.
Yeah. It's like, I went to the last one. That one was okay. I thought it was better than Halloween.
What's nice about Moon Club, I'm assuming, I don't know if I've really been in the second semester. Yeah. My assumption would be for spring semester that more people are going to go as time goes on because it gets warmer out. Because
the September one was insane.
Yeah.
That one was a night. October, that was an interesting night. That was an interesting night anyway. But
I'm curious to see. I would love to have this conversation at the end of next semester.
Yeah.
Because in my experience, the two semesters parallel each other. Because what's it called? Fall semester, I always feel like you kind of start out strong.
Yeah.
Then there's like a little, you know, it's like mid-semester slump. And then you usually finish out pretty good.
I mean, I think it's been pretty consistent, you know, across the board with me. Because Funkhouse, the first show was right in the middle.
That is true. It was like
That was probably the peak that night. Mm. That was probably like my favorite, you know.
I would say that's probably both Funkhouse shows have probably been my two best nights on campus.
I love both of them. Some about the first one was just really
special. Well, the first one was like, I mean, I guess we had Julie's house last year, but I think that was the true, like, the first true multi-band house show.
Yeah.
Probably since before COVID.
And that was like the first, like, legit party I was able to get into on campus as a freshman. It was just. And, like, basically every upperclassman that I knew was there. Was
that is kind of funny that, like, you knew me, like, the Daily Campus people.
Because it was, like, radio station people, Daily Campus people, Cooper, because I had
Cooper was there.
I had no idea he was going to be there. And after Adelaide played first, I walk outside, I'm like, oh, shit, hey, it's Cooper. Because the next day, we were going to see Mystic Dead.
That was a great night, too, that Dead Bonfire.
That was awesome. That was great. That whole weekend with the first Funkhouse show and then seeing Mystic Dead the next day was really fun for me.
That is dope. It's what's it called?
A lot of good times.
And it's nice that we have like these house shows now going into next semester.
Oh, I love the house shows.
And I know for a fact all the artists are going to be writing songs all over break, so we'll have some new stuff for when we get back.
Yeah, it's fun. Cooper and I want to do a Dead set one night.
You should.
So.
You guys should.
So we got some good.
Definitely.
Some ideas.
I mean, you guys could probably rehearse. I don't want to speak for him, obviously, but I'm sure Faisal would rehearse in his basement.
Faisal knows who I am.
You could rehearse in Cooper's house. I mean, he has a house, too.
That's true,
so.
But no drums.
That is true. That is the one.
That's the problem.
The one downside.
Yeah, I'll figure it out though.
But you could bring them up from your. That would just be very difficult to transport them.
I would need another car to bring them up here because we have like a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Like when we brought all my stuff up here, the thing was stuffed to the gills. To bring my drums up here, I would need another one of those.
I can't make any promises, but I have a drum set at home just because my dad plays that, or was a drummer.
Oh, really?
And my brother plays them too, but I mean, he's up at college too now, so.
Where does he go?
He goes to New Haven, and he actually is in a band now.
Really?
They're called Sock Drawer.
Sock Drawer,
and I'm
going to
see if I can have him come up and play a show.
Yo, that'd be fire.
They're cool. They're like pop punk indie, so.
Yeah, the goal is to do a dead set at the Funk House.
Definitely.
It'd be a lot of fun, you know?
It would.
Even if we are an opener, I don't care, just to play.
It would also calm the crowd down in a good way, I think. Because last time, like we said, it was getting a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Even during the Adelaide set.
Because we have some ideas. Like, I know Cooper want, what were our ideas? Like, definitely like Scarlet Fire.
Yes.
And, like, I know he's a big Bird Song guy. That would be a fun one to just like really bass out to you
guys
know?
Could write some originals too. Do you think you'd do that?
Maybe
and
I
just
don't know.
Go on them,
we'll see.
Jam on them.
We could probably do something like that.
Does Cooper play guitar, do you know, or is he just a bass player?
Pretty much bass.
Okay.
Because in terms of like what the lineup would even be, you remember Sophia from the bar, right? And her boyfriend who played guitar that night.
Yeah,
I think we might try to get him for it.
He can rip. He is a good guitar player.
And I got my friend upstairs who plays keys. So
nice.
Just that alone would be a nice four piece.
Are you guys gonna come up with a name now? Get a good band name.
Well, if you have a band,
we gotta get them all on the show too.
Dude, we need to get some guests on here.
We did.
When I hopefully get on the air spring semester,
yes.
I gotta have people on.
We had a Dashcam member a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. Dude, end of spring semester, we gotta try to like get on the air and do
definitely. Signups.
What's the deal with signups?
I think applications open. We're going to create them tomorrow, and by that I mean Zach is going to create them tomorrow, and I'm just going to sign off on it.
Yeah.
But they're going to go up soon, like over winter break, so I'll let you know when they do.
Yeah, because I still got to, like, do my air check and stuff. Eventually.
That's honestly, like, it's pretty easy.
I know, but I still just got to do it.
I think I might do a music show next semester.
You should. I want to do a jam band show, man. Like, you know, my pitch is, like, jam bands, like, songs like not necessarily by jam bands but have good jams
just
to them.
Yeah, good jams on
like
them.
Stuff like Can't You Hear Me Knocking by the Stones.
Yes,
like, that's a great jam.
That is a good one.
Stuff like that is like what I want to do.
That's dope. What's it called? I don't know. There's something about the podcasting is fun, but being on air.
Oh yeah, no, it seems like so much fun.
I feel bad. I haven't been on my show in a while just because I've been sick or I've had homework or I've been like lazy. So
bro, I want to come on this show one night. It seems fun.
I know tomorrow is our last episode of the semester. I don't know if we're doing it next semester just because I think Zuhair is a little. I think he wants to go back to a music show.
He was tired of listening to Emil.
No.
No disrespect. We love you, Emil.
Emil carries that show, I'll be honest. Emil's the funniest person on that show.
I'm pretty sure, based on stories you've told me.
He's the best. Love that kid. Shout out to Emil.
Yeah, we love you, bro.
I love that he goes crazy during the dash cam shows,
because
he's just the nicest person, the funniest person.
No, he's a real one, bro.
He is. He was chilling in that car. Yeah. My friends that I brought, those two friends that I brought from the show, they left really early on.
Damn.
Apparently one of them got too drunk, so I was like, whatever.
Dude, that freaking ride home from the Funk House. I'm sitting in the back seat. Like, I'm like, damn, I'm in a car with the GM of the station and the lead singer of Dashcam.
Hey, celebrities.
How did this happen?
Hey, it's networking, dude.
I know.
That'll be you in 4 years. That people will be like, I'm in a car with Dan right now.
We'll see, man.
Best drummer on campus. And
hopefully. But yeah, that was a pretty funny moment. Like that, it's like, wow. This is the life.
That is, yes. The simple things, you
exactly.
know? The simple things.
Exactly,
that is what's
man.
Crazy about your freshman year, though, is you think that these seniors are seniors are just these, like, you know, like, authoritative, like, exalted figures.
You guys are cool, man.
That's what I thought freshman year. I was like, yeah, I'm not talking to any seniors.
Oh, man,
you know?
Freaking meeting seniors is like the best thing you can do as a freshman.
It is,
like,
definitely.
You know, having freshman friends is important, but if you can make friends with some seniors.
What sucks about having senior friends is that they're just gone the next year, though. That is the one tough thing.
Well, that's what's going to be brutal in May. Like, when you, Cooper, and a bunch of people are gone, I'm just going to be like, damn.
I'll probably be hanging out in the area, definitely over the summer.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I still got to figure out what I'm doing after I graduate. Yeah. So.
Well,
working at WUS.
Well, hey, if you ever need something to do in the summer, come on down to the, come on down to Long Island.
Hey, definitely.
So, yeah, man. Yeah, it's going to be interesting when you all graduate.
I know. It comes fast, too. Spring semester always goes by fast because it's like, for the first half, you're just waiting for it to warm up.
Yeah.
Because... We've had relatively good weather this semester. I know it's a little rainy today,
but it's
always in like January and February where it's just snow.
Dude, I can't wait for snow. What I'm going to do, I'm bringing my cross-country skis up next
semester.
There you
go. Take them to Horse Barn Hill.
Not even that. I'm just going to like putz around campus on them.
Nice.
So it's going to be fun. I cannot wait for sledding on Horse Barn Hill, though.
No, but I remember last semester it was bad because we weren't... Our moving got delayed 2 weeks because of COVID.
Oh,
I'm guessing that's not going to happen this year.
I hope not. Right, because that,
like,
that was like... That was like right around Omicron, right?
Yeah, right when that was picking up. Which is crazy because that feels like forever ago now.
I had like a gig right in the middle of that.
Really?
Like mid-January. Well, it was supposed to be end of December, but it got delayed a couple weeks. Mm.
And then the day we moved in last semester, 2 weeks early... There was this huge blizzard, and so we were all literally just trapped inside.
Dude.
And so me and my roommate, my sweet mates...
In Garrigus of all
in
places.
I know, in Garrigus, it was tough. And we're just trapped in those rooms. Me and my Emil and my sweet mates, who I told you about on that last episode.
Oh, yes.
You know, we were like, yeah, we're going to go to Horse Barn Hill, and we're going to go... we're just going to go sledding. And so we... Sorry, a lot of people just walked by.
Hmm.
Wonder if they're going on a show.
Maybe.
Who knows? But, what happened? We made it to, how far did we make? Granted, we took some detours to, like, jump in snow piles.
Yeah.
We made it to Mirror Lake, and we could go no further. It was too cold.
Ooh.
But we tried, so.
What's the coldest it's been up here?
Ooh.
Like, during your time, you think?
I don't know about freshman year.
Has it gotten single digits, like, daytime, that is?
I don't think, maybe it's gotten into, like, the high teens.
Ooh.
So, and yeah, trust me, walking to classes is not fun.
I'm sure.
I would say if you don't have a pair of boots, I'd bring some. You got boots on right now, so you're good.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. But
it's come in handy, bro.
I don't know. I'm hoping it's... Granted, obviously, I don't want global warming to be a thing, but like, if we could get some nice weather next semester, it would be nice.
Sure. I want some snow, man.
Snow would be fun. It would be a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
Campus snowy is really pretty, actually.
Oh,
it is very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
And it is kind of fun. To an extent, walking around in the snow and then like coming inside and warming up.
Yeah.
This will be a good place to hang out is the station
Dude.
When it's a snowy day out. Yeah.
Freaking.
It will be a vibe.
Come in here, the studio.
Studio B, the big room.
Dude,
just throwing a vinyl.
Come in here, the student union gets snowed in. Dude.
I will say, I always love the weather and I always take it for granted at the start of the semester.
Oh,
when
it's
just so nice. Not when it's too hot, but right when it's like transitioning into fall.
It's beautiful, man.
And the spring semester, what's bittersweet about that is that like, in April, the last month of campus, that's when it really starts to get nice again.
Yeah,
and then you're like, you're done. So, how
you feeling going into your last semester here?
I don't know, because it doesn't feel like my last semester because I missed some time. I mean, I'm more excited for it than I am like nervous because it's like I just want to enjoy my time up here before it's gone.
Yeah, I feel you.
But I would say I'm pretty much just excited, especially because I have like no classes next semester, so
really?
I'm just gonna be hanging out, so doing my thing.
Cool.
Might pick up another job.
Oh, cool.
Which kind of sucks because I had to at the start of the semester and quit one.
Well,
but
But
you know, what can you do? I'll probably find something else working at like Walmart or something. But
is there a Walmart near here?
There's one about 20 minutes away. That's where I do all my grocery shopping. It's the only thing I can afford.
Walmart. We have a funny tradition in the Stark family involving Walmart, specifically Walmart trucks.
Mm.
And the running joke is, like, if we're on, like, a family road trip or just driving anywhere as a family, if you see a Walmart truck, you punch the driver.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, there was, when we drove out to Hershey, Pennsylvania to see Dead & Co., on the way there, we saw, like, at least, like, 6, 7, 8 of them.
Really?
And my dad driving is like, ugh.
What is your best Walmart story, do you think?
Ooh.
Just, like, the Craziest experience you've had in Walmart?
I'd say...
Or just like any...
Okay.
Like, what do they call those general stores?
When I was walking into a Walmart one day, they had a sign out front that said, "Please refrain from openly carrying a firearm."
Oh. Was this in Long Island, or was this in...
This was on Long Island. This is Riverhead, New York. And I see that, and I stopped for a minute. I'm like... Okay, then. I will say, Walmart flannels are awesome.
Yes.
Those things are good. Yes. Like,
honestly, Walmart clothes in general, I think,
like,
are pretty
underrated. I got a couple Walmart flannels like before I came up here, and those things are so soft. They're awesome.
No, they are nice. I got this nice Wrangler shirt. It's not a flannel. It's more of a button-down. Yeah. But it's probably my favorite shirt.
I'm trying to think. Other crazy
I have a good thing. One. I think in 2000... Early 2000s, maybe like... Or no, late 2000s, early 2010s, there was a huge blizzard in Connecticut where we had probably like, it was multiple feet of snow. It might have been like 4 or 5, maybe even 6 feet of snow. Like, it was a huge blizzard. And to the point where, like, where my family moved to a hotel, or stayed in a hotel for a week just because we had no power. And my grandfather lived with us for that week. So it was a lot of fun. It was awesome. But we went to a Walmart to get groceries, and it was just completely, like, you know, barren, and like, you know, people weren't fighting over stuff, but it was just, you know, it was empty.
Yeah.
And so there's this massive line for the checkout, and I don't know if someone cut someone was just really upset, but people just started yelling at each other and it was getting heated. No one fought or anything, but there was just
rioting.
Like, there was just like 5 minutes of straight, like, people just screaming at each other until like the employees got involved.
Awesome.
And I was a kid when it happened, so I was just right there with my dad. I was like, oh, what's going on?
Dude.
And so we avoided that Walmart for years after that. Not Walmart in general, just that one specifically. And we go back now and it's fine. Yeah. But
I've never witnessed anything like that in like a Walmart or anything. Because it's not like there was, like, there's a Walmart now, you know, near me. There used to be an old Walmart, which was kind of crummy. I avoid Walmart.
Yeah. Smart idea. What's it called? I wonder what the Walmarts in Florida are like.
Oh,
I feel like that is a place.
God.
I feel like that's probably like an amusement park. It's like,
I don't know, but if you want somewhere great in Florida, go to Publix.
What is that? Oh, is that just like
it's their freaking, like, these supermarkets down there in the South. They're goated. My grandparents, their apartment condo is like, you can literally walk to Publix from there. I know. It's freaking... Publix is goated, man.
What's it called?
They're freaking awesome.
The Walmarts and Targets in the Midwest, like in Nebraska, are actually, like, believe it or not, they're, like, amazing.
Really?
They're, like, just very, like... I don't know what the term is. They're just very well put together Walmarts.
Yeah.
They're very, very relaxing to be in.
I went in a Walmart superstore one day. There's
Ooh.
One of them on the island, and that's where, like, I got a lot of, like, college supplies and stuff one day. That place was freaking huge.
Those get big. What's it called?
Yeah, like, you could get lost in there.
I like the department stores like BJ's, where they're literally just like warehouses.
You guys
with,
have
like,
Costco's up here?
Do we have Costco? We might. I don't know.
I fucking love Costco, man.
Do you guys have like BJ's? Is Sam's Club still a thing?
Yeah,
I think
we have
it is.
Sam's, we have BJ's, we have Costco.
Because that's where my family does most of our shopping is BJ's.
Yeah. BJ's. In terms of the BJ's versus Costco debate, I like Costco better, but BJ's has one big thing that Costco doesn't. A damn good deli.
Ooh, there
BJ's
you go.
BJ's deli is really good. But
that's my biggest issue with Price Chopper, is that it's not a very good deli.
Mm. But yeah, freaking Costco is great. Like, I remember one day, it was my freshman year of high school. It was the last day of school. Well, I come home from my last final at like noon. My mom's like, "All right, it's the last day of summer. It's the first day of summer. What do you want to do?" And I'm like, "Can we go to Costco?" And so, do you know that watermelon shirt that I wore to the first Funkhouse show, like kind of the Hawaiian-y one?
I think so, yeah.
So we went to Old Navy first, and I saw that shirt there, and I'm like, "I need to get this." So I put it on, and then I just started, and then I was just walking around Costco, getting samples and sitting on the couches there. It was a vibe of a day, man.
There you go.
Costco is just, it's freaking great. Especially, like, some days, like, there's, like, these pierogi guys, like, a legit pierogi business will come set up and, like, set up a big thing in there of, a ton of free samples.
Really?
Like, if you walk in on, like, any of those dates, it's like you've won the lottery.
Do you guys have any good malls down in,
Up Long Island? Up Island we do, but not like super close. There's a there's an outlet mall in Riverhead, but the legit malls you got to go Up Island for.
There's a decent mall. It's the Buckland Hills Mall. It's pretty close to where I live, actually. Oh, nice. Actually, most of it is closed now just because
Buckland Hills. That's not the Manchester
one. It is the Manchester one.
I think I know that because there's like a hotel around there where I usually stay in Manchester.
That's the hotel I went to when it was snowing out that one time during the blizzard.
Which hotel were you?
Is it a Marriott? I don't know what it is.
There's a Homewood Suites there that like... That I've stayed
that
at.
That might have been what it is.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah, it might. I don't know because they just added another one.
Yeah, there's like a couple there.
Yeah, no, it's like the only hotel in the area, really, other than like the Manchester Motel, which I would not recommend. I've never stayed there, but
sounds interesting.
Yeah, it definitely is. So, yeah. Have we talked about Thanksgiving? I don't think have we had an episode since Thanksgiving.
God. Well, we did not talk about Thanksgiving, and I need to go on a mini rant about Thanksgiving.
Go for it.
My family is cursed when it comes to Thanksgiving.
Really?
This was the third year running we weren't able to get the full family together on Thanksgiving night itself.
There you go.
2020, I thought that I had been exposed to COVID and like, because a couple of my musician friends got it. And,
yeah, and played it safe.
Yeah, and like that was before the vaccines came out and
stuff. When we still didn't know what was going on.
2021 was the great En Fuego COVID outbreak where four out of five of us got COVID and a bunch of us family members did. So we weren't able to do something. This year, my grandma was kind of sick and we were going to do it that Saturday and then that just fell through. Like, freaking Thanksgiving itself, like, we didn't even have, like, a legit turkey dinner. We did it Saturday.
There you go.
But it was a good night because, you know, we watched the UConn basketball game.
Nice.
Bill Walton was announcing, and that shit was so funny.
Bill Walton, like...
I love Bill.
He's, like, obviously high, like, on air. Like, it's...
I saw a tweet that said, Bill Walton is proof that drugs may not necessarily hurt your brain, but they do change it.
They did. No, he was talking about the Grateful Dead the whole time.
He was literally talking because, like, Adama Sinoglu, he's from Mali. He's like, oh, yes, Mali, the home of Mansa Musa. And I hear that, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then at one point, he's like, how high is high?
I remember that. But there was one point, I remember he was going on a rant, like, about his high school coach.
Oh, yeah.
And the other commentator was like, who are you talking about? And Bill Walton just, like, didn't respond.
He said something, it's like, this actually marks the 60th anniversary of Bob Dylan's recording career. And then he said something about smiling on a cloudy day.
Oh, my God.
It was really fun to watch. And
honestly, shout out to Bill Walton. Imagine doing that, like being one of the greatest basketball players of all time and like just smoking weed for the rest of your life.
I
like,
freaking love Bill Walton. In Oregon. He's so funny.
Did he play up there? I don't even know if he started
with the Trailblazers.
Did he? Okay.
He won a championship and an MVP there. I think went to the Clippers a bit. You know, he had like a bunch of injuries and stuff.
Yeah. Because he won a championship with the Celtics.
He did win a championship with the Celtics. So.
But he went to UCLA for college. I wonder where he's from originally.
Back when, like...
When they were with John Wooden.
I think San Diego, because he lives there now. He's a big-time San Diego guy. Because, like, when... Because I remember when the Mets were playing the Padres in the MLB postseason, Bill Walton was rooting for them. As a Mets fan, it still picks me off!
What's it called? My Thanksgiving was pretty interesting.
Yeah, tell me about yours.
So, a lot of my friends from, like, my high school friends were in town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, when I talk to them, I'm like, Ted's, you gotta go to Ted's. So, they're we want to go to Ted's. Because a lot of them go to school out of state. Mm-hmm. And so, we all came over to my apartment, you know, pre-gamed a little bit and went to Ted's.
Yeah.
And it was closed. And so, we were like, oh.
Dude.
So we had a friend of ours drive us to a different bar in Willimantic.
Oh, yeah.
And we just, you know, we hung out there and had a good time.
There's a brewing company in Willimantic Brewing Company. That's a really cool place. It's like an old post office. Giant plates of nachos.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll do that. I want to go there sometime. Yeah. But we went to like a small little Irish bar.
Cool.
And we had a fun time, but you know. Was a little hungover the next day.
Oh, I'm sure.
So every Thanksgiving in Manchester, I run the Manchester Road Race, which is a 5-mile race, about.
Oh, no.
And so I ran that with Zach Kopaz, pretty hungover. And of course, during the race, people are giving us beers and stuff while we're running.
Really?
And so I spent most of for Thanksgiving, I literally was asleep the whole day, woke up, had Thanksgiving dinner, and then went back to bed. And that was pretty much it.
Bro, one of my friends up here, I won't name who, but he told me that he took like a an edible on Thanksgiving, and it messed them up for the
just
next couple
to eat
days.
All that food.
Even when I saw him Monday, he was still feeling it. No,
really,
it was after dinner. Yeah, no.
I would say do it like before you're gonna eat, so yeah. You can eat all that food.
Other than Thanksgiving and the Stark Curse, Thanksgiving break was pretty good. Black Friday night was a lot of fun.
I went to a record store that day, actually. Cool. What is it called? Red Scroll Records in Wallingford.
Nice. Yeah, me and some of my friends, we hung out that night. That was a very funny night. So yeah, good times, you know, jam with the band. It was overall a pretty good break. So
I wouldn't
complain. It was nice being back home and stuff.
What's it called? Spring semester is different just because you have spring break in like March. Yeah. So you're literally there for like a month and then you have this like 2 week break and it's like, oh,
yeah,
like shit, like we just started.
Are you doing anything spring break you know about?
Probably not unless WIS has something where they send some people to South by Southwest.
I saw that.
I might apply.
It looks cool. If I didn't just buy tickets to St. Pete Beach, Florida for during break, I would have done it. But
I think I might apply for it. Other than that, I'd have no plans.
Yeah.
I'd just hang out or just work.
Yeah.
It's like I'm doing this London trip. I got to save some money for it. So
yeah, I'm just going to be chilling on Treasure Island Beach in beautiful St. Pete Beach, Florida for a couple days.
That
it's
is nice.
Freaking sweet.
What's it called?
First time I've been to Florida in like 5 years.
I haven't been to Florida since.
First time going down there since DeSantis took over, so it's gonna be. That's gonna be.
Yeah, it is gonna be. Yeah. I don't mean to get political, but I think he's gonna be the next Republican nominee based on the way things are going.
I don't know, man. It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be very interesting.
It's gonna be interesting. What do we have? A year left? 2 years left?
I guess.
I forget.
2 years.
Okay.
Until the general, so. We shall see.
It's going to start getting exciting next year. Next year.
I mean, as a journalism major, it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
You're going to have a lot to write about for the Daily Campus. So.
Yeah, hopefully if I get my column, which the meeting is tonight,
they're reviewing
my application. I don't know what time it's at, if it happened already, if it's not till
later.
It's
in secrecy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who exactly it is. If it's like the top three, so Grace, if you're listening, come on, man. So, I mean, from what I
heard... What is the chain of command in the Daily Campus? There's like the big three, top three dogs, and then...
It's like, from what I understand, it's the top three, and then it's like four, and then there's the different sections.
Okay.
News, life, opinion, and sports, and they each have an editor and assistant editor.
So it's kind of like this, where it's like... I wouldn't even say there's like a chain. I mean, there's like an unofficial chain of command. There is an official chain of command, but...
Because what is technically the chain of command here?
Well, technically, GM, operations manager...
Who's operations manager?
Henry. He played a set.
Yeah,
he was the keyboardist for Faisal's band.
Oh, yeah, right.
And
I know
he's dope.
Yeah.
Shout out to Henry. But, and then it's like everyone else on the, not ops board, fuck, executive board.
Yeah.
And then it's just like all of us.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I'm not fully sure of the Daily Campus hierarchy, other than like top three, the section editors, associate editors. That's probably where it stops. I don't know if like the editorial board really factors in there at all. But even though most of them, three out of four, I've basically named in like those positions.
Does it pay good, the Daily Campus? It must.
I know, like, for, like, the section editors, they get paid, like, 6 hours a week at minimum wage.
Okay.
If I get the column, I'd be getting paid, 2 hours a week, so that's, like, $30 a week. Which is nice. It's a nice little spending.
For, like, writing, you know, it's, like,
It's nice to finally get paid for it, you know.
It's better than working. I have friends who work at, like Subway and FedEx.
Man.
I'm like, guys, just get a job on camp. I mean, you know.
That's what I'm trying to do, you know, do the Daily Campus thing and then hopefully get hired by here at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
Love to do something
here.
This
is such a chill place to work. Like I said, between this and the Writing Center, I prefer this much more.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
So the Writing Center was a very rewarding job when I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't want to write kids' papers for them anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It's like, after a while, it's quite taxing.
I will say, if you were still there, I would have come in to bug you about my
phone. Emil works there.
Emil works there?
He's the one who got me the job.
No
He's been
way.
Working there for 3 years.
Emil works at the
He's
writing
like the,
center?
There's no chain of command in the writing center. Another reason why I decided to leave, because it's kind of just like the professors and students, and they kind of boss us around. And I was like, I don't like this anymore. Oh. Emil is the unofficial... arguably is the unofficial top dog there, because he's been there the longest.
Way.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to just
definitely. He's good at it too. He's a real good tutor.
Really?
So yeah.
What is, I forget. What is he majoring in? Is he?
I think it's like comm and linguistics, maybe psych, and like a psych minor.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna have to.
Do it. He works there.
I'm gonna have to find out what the schedule.
He's working there right now. So.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Hey, schedule an appointment soon, though, if you need it, because they're getting filled up fast for finals week, he told me. So.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, finals week. Sprint to the finish. Just think, 1 week from now at this time, I will be back home.
Just hanging out. Yes, that's the only way to get through finals, is to be like in 1 week.
That's basically...
I'm going to be hanging out.
Really, that's what I've been doing since I came back last Monday.
Yeah.
Even like with the Funk House show on the horizon, I'm like, 2 weeks, Dan, 2 weeks.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, after being, like, I was doing fine. I didn't think I missed home that much, but then, like, coming back after, I'm like, damn.
Yeah. And then, of course, you're at home for, like, a week, 2 weeks, and you're bored. You want to be back here. So
I wasn't even that bored. I just like the mental break of it.
Yeah, so, it
like,
is
I
nice.
Didn't, admittedly, I didn't do any work over break, so I was just kind of like.
Yeah. I don't think anyone can. Winter break is nice in college, because for me in high school, it was like.
Yeah.
A week. This is like a month and a half,
so
you can really just relax, you know.
And it's, you know, between like semesters, so you don't got to worry about work.
Exactly.
Right?
There's no work to do.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's very, very relaxing. It is a vibe.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
I get to see my brother over break, see what he's been up to. I know he's been busy, keeping himself busy, so.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting seeing.
I might try and start a little project with me and my brother, a musical project over break.
Oh,
if he can teach me how to play guitar or something, so.
Oh yeah.
We'll see. He went like he always was decent at guitar.
Yeah.
And then he came back from school after a month and he's just ripping. So,
there we go.
So,
that's what we like to hear.
Yeah. I've been trying to have him come up to one of the shows and both times he couldn't the first one, and the second one he was sick. He had the flu. But like I said, my friend Huey was there. He knows my brother, so I think Colin wants to come. He wants to play a show, like I said.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the shows are fun, man.
Yes, sir. All right, so we're at like 56 minutes. You want to keep? I mean, I'm down to keep going if you want.
Yeah, I'm down
too. Let's do it.
Let me just see. Hang on, someone's texting me. No, it's like every time like my phone's like going off. I'm like, oh, is this gonna be the Daily Campus reaching out to me? Let's see. What's on Twitter tonight?
Oh my god, I'm thinking about getting on Twitter. That's
dude. Twitter is awesome. Grace's Twitter is really funny.
That's what I don't have Twitter, so I haven't seen it. But
yeah, hers is funny. Mine is, well, I repost a lot of, like, sports stuff and, like, some funny political stuff I find.
Yeah.
But Twitter is...
I feel like it would damage my head. Like, it would just damage my brain.
It damages mine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens with Twitter, but it can be fun.
I've been an Instagram fiend recently.
Oh,
it's
really?
Been pretty bad.
I've been
Instagram
a Twitter
Reels.
Fiend lately. Mm. Oh, God, just Instagram saying. Reels.
I abstain from TikTok.
Dude, I've been a YouTube Shorts fiend lately, because I'm not on TikTok either, so it's like, ugh.
What's it called? I've been good about YouTube. I usually only go to YouTube now if I want to watch, like, you know, like concert sets or something like that.
Oh, dude, I'm on YouTube way too much, just all sorts of... The stuff I watch on YouTube, it's like it's nothing even bad. It's just like a bunch of like random things here. It's just like I don't know.
That's
a lot of Family Guy clips, but what do you expect?
There you go.
Or like, let me see. Let's see what I have in here. All right, there's some South Park stuff, Simpsons, Prohibition, Danny DeVito. Of course.
I think it's easier to watch like. A compilation clip of TV shows on YouTube than it is to watch the actual show.
Yeah.
Which is much more. It's like, who needs to watch, like, The Office or Family Guy or, like, Teen Titans or anything?
Yeah.
Just go right to YouTube, look up best moments or whatever.
It's like, I started watching It's Always Sunny again more this semester because, like, 2020, I remember fall of 2020, my junior year of high school, like, during, like, breaks and, like, weekends where I wasn't doing anything, I would be just... binging It's Always Sunny. It's such a good show.
I haven't binged the show in for like literally since like the summer. I think it's the best feeling in the world is when you get into a show and you just need to finish it as quickly as possible.
I remember the last show I truly binged when my parents and I had COVID. We binged both seasons of Ted Lasso.
Ooh, my parents like that show a lot.
It's a great show. And after like the first episode, I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Mm. And then like we just kept watching. I'm like, this is amazing.
I remember.
Can't wait for season three.
One of my favorite binging stories is it was with my friend Ben. I told him to one night I was like, oh, you should, this is when Euphoria was like good, like when the first season had just come out. At like midnight I texted him, I was like, dude, like you should watch Euphoria, it was really good. And he texts me at 7 in the morning the next day. He's like, just finished season 1. You're right, it was really good.
My,
and I was like, dude, like what? Dude,
that's like when one of my friends told me to listen to the entirety of Frank Zappa's Joe's Garage album at 1:30 a.m. And I did. And 2 hours later, I lost my freaking mind.
Damn. No, but he watched 8 hours worth of episodes just back to back to back to back.
I
can respect that.
You know what? What's a show I binged over the summer 2020?
What's that?
I binged the entirety of Regular Show.
I want to watch Regular Show. I want to get more into like those. Is that Cartoon Network or is
it really does feel like an Adult Swim show.
Wasn't it supposed to be an Adult Swim show? Yeah.
It's really funny because, you know, at first, some stupid, like, you know, college humor, but like it really like matures and progresses as it goes on. It really is a wonderful, wonderful show. Mm.
Actually, I was watching, what's it called? That Game of Thrones show at the start of the year.
Yeah.
House of Dragon. Hmm. That was pretty good.
As I should have watched Game of Thrones as a, you know, Stark, it makes sense. My mom watched it. I heard the last season kind of sucked.
The last couple seasons suck, unfortunately.
The last season got a lot of hate. I know that.
It was bad. It was not good.
Yeah.
As someone who, I didn't watch it from the start, but I got into it during, like, because I was too young, but like season 5, season 6 is when I picked it up. Watched it with my mom. She loves it. Season 8 was not good at all.
Yeah,
so
that's the word I've
My
heard.
Brother has read all the books like three times. So
there's books?
Yeah, they're based off of books.
Why am I just realizing this? Damn, I need to read more.
Yes, dude, so do I. That's what I'm gonna try and do over winter break is read a book. Like one book.
A book.
Yes. I couldn't even do that this semester.
Do you know what book it's going to be?
No idea. Probably something too complicated for me. I'll open a couple pages and put it down and be like that. Mm. Like
What do you like to read? What's something you've
I like
to?
Like philosophy. I don't mean to sound what's it called? Extravagant or exquisite, but I've tried to get into Russian literature, like what's his name, like Frederick Doitsky or something like that. Because one of my favorite albums of all time is The Idiot by Iggy Pop. And it's based after a book called The Idiot, and I was like, I'm gonna read it.
Yeah,
I got like 10 pages in and I was like, dude, I'm not smart enough for this. This is way
I remember
too.
One book I gave up on very quickly. I was going to read John Steinbeck's East of Eden.
Mm.
And after like a chapter or two, I'm like, I can't do this.
Mm. That was with me with For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, it's probably cool, like the Metallica song. Yeah, I did not get very far with that.
That's one of those ones, like, that's like one of the songs, like, when I was in Enfuego, in rehearsal, that was just a song that we would just bust out jamming into sometimes. The other one was Too Many Puppies by Primus.
There you go.
God.
I've never been a big Primus guy.
I know
exactly
what are your
Primus.
Thoughts on Primus?
I haven't listened to too much of them. The only time I really have listened to them is with Zach, because he's a bass player, so he loves Primus.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool. It's now, like, you know, it's definitely interesting.
Now, I'm going to make a statement here, and your response is going to determine how much of a Primus fan you are.
Okay.
Primus sucks.
I mean, I have no opinion on it, just because what's it called?
Okay, so,
I'm not that big of a Primus fan.
Okay,
so
the joke is among Primus fans, that's what fans of the band say.
Okay.
Like, if you meet someone and you tell them Primus sucks, and they're like, what? Primus does not suck.
They're not a fan.
Exactly. But if you go to someone, it's like, Primus sucks. Yeah, like, Primus totally sucks.
There you go.
There's a really funny video of them doing that chant.
Are they like not a comedy band, but are they like, what are their lyrics like? Are they like sarcastic?
They're interesting. Like, the lyrics to Winona's Big Brown Beaver is funny. It's like, that beaver eats Taco Bell.
There you go. So they are like a little... Little sarcasm.
Primus did do the South Park theme.
Really? Interesting. Okay.
Going down to South Park, gonna have myself a time.
There you go. Yeah,
there's this really funny clip on YouTube. It's as Primus is walking on stage, they started a Primus Sucks chant.
That is kind of cool. That is kind of punk.
I gotta pull this up here. It's coming up here.
That's what we should do for the next Dash Cam show. Dash Cam sucks.
Yeah. Wait till this starts.
There you go.
We should do that. Dash Cam sucks.
And just go fucking ape shit when it starts.
How would they react to that?
They would probably love it.
Yeah, if they know anything about Primus, they'll be fine.
It's crazy. They've only been a band for they've been around since May, but they've only been playing. They've only had 2-3 shows.
Yeah.
And I don't know. They have a good little following.
Yeah,
so.
It's very cool.
You weren't at that first show, were you?
No.
I don't think so.
What was the first
It was
show?
Before the first Funk House show.
Where was this one?
It was at Faisal's basement. I think it was just basically, Zoo just wanted his roommates and friends of the band there.
Cool.
Just because he was really, really anxious to see how people responded, and I remember he was like Will, you need to not mosh, but you need to dance or something, so we're not yelling at you guys, and you guys
are
standing there.
You need to dance or something,
or just it was mosh, whatever, get the crowd going.
Bro.
And so I drank a 6-pack, and I was pretty drunk, and I was just flailing, and that was the first time I've ever really moshed. So it's crazy how easy it is to mosh when you drink a shit ton of PBRs beforehand. So.
PBR, baby. We gotta figure out how, if we do that on-air live thing at the end of spring, how long do you want to make this?
The live.
Because we gotta bring out the woodwork for this.
It would depend on the schedule. We can definitely find a couple hour slots. Yeah.
What I want to know is Johnny Time Warp, Dark Side of the Highway.
I think
what the hell goes on there?
I don't want to accuse him of something, but I'm pretty sure you can envision what I would accuse him of being able to be up in the middle of the night on air for several hours.
Because I looked, he's on from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. How do you, goddamn,
he must be retired. Yeah. And also he can cuss and play explicit music out, so maybe that's why he does it.
Yeah,
so
it just seems interesting. 8 hours,
it is a lot. Personally, I don't think it's worth being on late to be able to play songs with swear words on it, because I'm so tired at 11.
Oh, yeah.
It's I don't want to be on the radio. I want to be asleep right now. So
I feel you too. So
yeah
man, so hopefully I can get at least a somewhat decent slot in the spring.
I'll say this off. I'll cut this part too, but because you've shown up to these, because this counts as Talk Task Force, you're going to get work credit.
Yeah.
And that we factor that into the deciding. So remind me if I don't. Make sure you jump on me.
Is that going to be a decent amount of work credit?
I mean, you showed up to every meeting. So
oh, shit.
Yeah,
you
no,
are
so you're
right.
Going to have.
Been here, every
you
Thursday.
Probably will have more work credit. Maybe there's going to be some new music people up there. I don't know who out of them is going to be playing for a show.
When I was doing DJ training, I didn't recognize that many people.
Yeah, some of them might already have shows too, though. So,
yeah, who knows?
But point is, you're going to have a lot of work credit, and I'm assuming we factor those in.
Cool.
So,
yeah, that's
so
what,
it should be good.
That's what Zuhair said during DJ training.
Yeah, to you or just in general?
In general. Exactly.
Yeah, so yeah, you're going to have plenty of work credit. And Gustavo should do the same for your new music. So you should be...
I've been to a decent amount. I was there the other night.
Yeah.
So he was glad to see me there. I think so. That
was it good? What did you guys do for the activity here?
It was so he put us into groups and he had to make a problematic Spotify Wrapped based on everybody's. My group, the problem was we were mostly unproblematic.
There you go.
The most problematic thing was that I had John Mayer in my top five.
Oh, okay.
There was one group that had, I think it was Kanye, the 1975, and Rex Orange County.
Okay.
that is tough. My God.
Didn't Rex Orange County do something not good?
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. I was never a big fan of his music anyway, so I don't want to say it made me I was going to say it made me happy to hear it. Obviously not, but
Yeah, so he did some not so good stuff. Yeah.
It'll make me happy that he's not making music anymore. Or, yeah. You know, not to the extent he was before.
Yeah. And, you know, the obvious with Kanye, which more has happened since
he's buying Parler?
That was a while ago.
Oh, really? What? Okay.
Funny because, you know, I wrote an article like in October saying Kanye West has hit a new low.
Really?
Because that was after the first like anti-Semitic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now looking back, I'm like, so dated, Dan.
It's like, I know.
Like, it's like every show it circles back to Kanye because there's so much to talk about.
I was talking to someone who said he's going to recover from this.
How?
It might have been my dad, and he.
How?
I don't think he's right.
How?
Do you know who Aiden Ross is?
He's a
Twitch streamer.
who is just that doesn't sound good.
When you think of like
just a stereotypical Twitch streamer,
not like a gamer Twitch streamer, like someone who plays like League of Legends or something, but like, you know,
League. I know someone who plays a bunch of League up here.
He's basically a Twitch streamer who's about as mature as like a sophomore in high school.
Oh, dear God.
That he's inappropriate or like, you know, he's like not apolitical. He's just not a political person, you know, doesn't interest him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to have Kanye on his show. That's the rumor. So. Yeah, so
I don't know.
Yeah, so some crazy things are gonna go down.
Did you see the thing on Twitter last week? The picture that Kanye put up.
Yeah, I think I heard about. I didn't see it because it got taken down right away.
Well, his account got suspended.
Okay.
Because even Elon was like, "Yeah, you've gone too far, even for me." But yeah, so when that picture went up, the comment section, everyone's just like, oh, dear God.
Yeah, I feel bad.
And some people are like, oh, my God, this is the guy who made Graduation. Ugh.
I think it's sad. He's just a manic man, you know?
You go from one of the most greatest and most innovative rappers of all time to an absolute, truly garbage human being. It's like,
I just hope he doesn't like, this might be a little extreme, I hope he doesn't like hurt himself or anything.
Well, I was talking about this with a friend of mine the other day. I would not be surprised if Kanye's dead within 10 years.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's dead sooner, honestly. Yeah. I don't know, because he's definitely going to probably go broke in the next couple years. I mean, I hate to say, like, he's losing all his endorsements.
Paying child support.
I know, yeah, paying child support. And like his record sales probably aren't going to be the same, and I feel like he's not...
The Daily Campus got back to me. On the air, here we go. The email is here. All right, everyone. Oh, I got it.
Hell yeah.
Let's
fucking go.
Oh,
on air,
God.
Too. Let's go.
This makes me so happy.
Dude, let's go.
Oh,
here, wait, let's read it out loud. Or if you want to, obviously.
Hi, Dan. We hope your week has been going well. We did want to follow up and let you know that we would love to have you on staff in the section as a weekly columnist. You have done very consistent work for this section, and your sample editorial was great. Thus, if you accept, please let us know ASAP. We'll start the process of getting you paid. We truly are very excited to have you on the board. Congrats!
Dude, that's crazy. On air, let's go.
I'm so happy right now.
Dude, hard work pays off. That's awesome. Let's go.
I remember I went to that first opinion section meeting after like doing very little opinion writing in my time before. I went to that meeting and walking out of it, I'm like, I'm going to become a columnist by the end of the semester.
Let's go. Dude, a podcast and a columnist.
Dude.
At the end, dude, talk about starting off your freshman year with a bang, dude. Let's go.
Congrats. That is dope. Oh my God.
Dude, it's big deal, but it's also the first step to working your way up. You're involved, dude. You hit the ground. You're just going up from here. So when's your next opinion piece going to come out, you think? I guess it is the end of the semester. I say that like it's October or something. Probably the first week back. Okay.
Because we're not publishing anything next week. Like, this was the last week. I didn't publish anything because my two papers and stuff. I didn't publish anything the week before because I was finishing up my sample editorial.
Yeah. So, what did he write that on, if you don't mind sharing? What did he choose to write that on?
So, UConn appointed a new provost to the position.
I think I heard about
that. But, like, even, like, So, you know, there was a lot of stuff around the Rudenko Marek appointment, like a lack of transparency about it. And the Daily Campus editorial.
I remember Grace wrote that article, too, where like she basically shit on Rudenko.
The editorial board was very critical of it. And my kind of take with the provost thing, it was even there was less transparency with that than the Marek appointment, because, like, at least the Marek appointment, there was at least an email at one point. This one, there was nothing.
It just kind of happened.
We didn't hear anything about it. And, you know, provost, it's a position you get about, but I think it has a lot of power. Yeah. So that was kind of my take. Like, you know, it just shows, like, the board is still not being transparent about these things.
Dude, that's actually, like, especially for what you were applying for, given, their interest. That was a genius idea.
Thank you. And, like, I wrote it, I'm like, I hope this is good, because I've never, like, done, because editorial style is very different from opinion style, because editorial style, it is more formal. Like, if you ever read any of my opinion pieces, I have so much snark and sarcasm.
I have actually read a couple,
like,
of them before.
The last article I wrote, it was
that the one on, was it on Trump? There was one I read on Trump during class I liked a lot.
And I think the line was, I have an easier time believing that Ted Cruz is the Zodiac killer than believing that Trump cares about the country. I remember reading that. That, and there was, when I wrote my article bashing Dr. Oz, there was a picture of him in Philly at a Pat's and Gino's cheesesteaks, which are tourist traps. I'm like, here's a word of advice, Dr. Oz. If you're trying to win over voters in Philadelphia, don't go to Pat's and Gino's, because any self-respecting Philadelphian will tell you that they both suck.
Dude, let's go. So I'm so happy for you. That is nice, awesome.
Man. This is, oh my God. I feel so great right now.
Dude, let's go.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're at an hour and 16.
All right, well.
Want to wrap it up on that note?
Sure. So,
on a good note?
On that, this has been a great way ending off the semester here tonight.
Yes, sir.
It's been a very good semester for Almost Ablaze. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff coming up in the spring, get some guests on here.
We're going to have episodes going up over break, hopefully,
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be fun. So thanks for tuning in. And as always, keep on trucking.
Hell yeah.